Human trafficking in the 21st century will be the topic of this month's Great Decisions meeting. Joining us in the studio this morning is Jake Yorth, who will lead this Thursday's discussion. Welcome, Jake.
Thank you very much, Julie.
We're glad to have you here. Tell us about the Great Decisions discussion series. Is that once a month?
It's once a month. Not every month we take off in the summertime. But mostly it's starting in the fall and going through until the following spring. And it deals with issues of international interest to us. And usually we have a workbook that is available at the public library right now. And also you may buy it from Randy Cheswick, and that is usually used as a basis for our discussion. But many times we do go beyond what this discussion book leads us to question and talk about.
Okay. And this week, the topic is human trafficking in the 21st century. This is a global issue, and the United States is a leading importer of these victims. Is that correct?
Well, it's very hard to have some statistics that are correct, because when we talk about human trafficking, people that are trafficked are not about to come about and say that they are being trafficked. They are victims. Just like a rape victim does not want to come forward and say, I have been raped. The issue with the victim in human trafficking is that there is a boss, there is somebody over them that are trafficking them. And if they come out and say, hey, I'm being trafficked, then they will be victimized in more than one way. And so the statistics, as is reported in the book, are not completely accurate. However, we realize that most trafficking is, as I think the general public would assume, is for sexual prostitution or favors. But there's also forced labor, child labor, and other issues in human trafficking. We might say, does it happen on the North Shore? I have talked to our sheriff, and yes, it does happen, but we, again, do not know the statistics. But mostly, as he said, it's centered around issues in Duluth because of the International Harbor, and also on the Grand Portage because it is so close to the Canadian border.
Sure. Now, would I be correct in saying that it's mostly women who are victims?
Yes, you would be correct in saying that it's mostly women, but it is also men and children.
Okay. And why did you volunteer to be the leader of this particular topic?
Because I feel it is an issue of being human. How are we as human beings? How do we deal with each other as human beings? I have a strong religious background, having been a Catholic priest and a UCC, United Church of Christ minister. And now I'm more interested in the broader aspect of humanism. And I think it is a question of how do we treat each other? How do we look upon each other as human beings? I would, in a sense, define human trafficking as someone exploiting another human being for own selfish purposes and benefits. And therefore, human trafficking can take many forms, not just in the great traffic of people, but it can also take place within a family, within the relationship between spouses.
Sure. If someone wants to participate in the discussion on Thursday, can anybody join?
Sure. It is open at 12 o'clock at the Community Center on Highway 7 to anybody who would be interested in joining in this discussion. And I think it's a very important topic because it does relate to our humanism. And it has such broad aspects. It's not just the naughty aspects of sexual exploitation and prostitution, but I think we need to broaden our view of trafficking.
And what materials could participants read before the program?
The best material is the discussion book on Great Decisions, which there are copies of at the library right now. And otherwise, I think the Human Rights Declaration in 1948 from the United Nations is very important to study that, because it does declare, and the United States is a signatory to that, does declare that the human being has rights, and they are not limited to a particular nation or particular state or particular ethnic or racial group. It goes all over. And we need to consider that as our basis for our discussion.
Great. We've been speaking with Jake Yorth, who will be hosting this month's Great Decisions meeting at the Cook County Community Center on Thursday, February 19th. Jake, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I'll just welcome anybody to come and participate. And it is a very friendly discussion group. And so it's open to everybody. So I hope to see everybody.
Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.